And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is down at Rancho Leonero at our 25th annual Cutwater Spirits Let's Talk Hookup tournament. I'll be joining them later today, but Corey Sandin is co-hosting today, and we have a great guy, a new guy to the Let's Talk Hookup, but not a new guy to the fishing industry for sure. Dustin Hackman from Seaforth Tackle Store over at Seaforth Sport Fishing, where we're going to be talking some tackle, some bluefin, some calico bass, and more. Please stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use a special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And
good morning, Corey.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings. You're stoked to be in here.
Yeah, no kidding. Great to have you. And did you get out calico fishing yesterday?
I wish. No, yeah. No.
They're biting.
It's been so darn good, really. I mean, yeah. The water temp isn't too warm. It's not too cold. It's coming up a degree or two. And yeah. It's time, seriously. Yeah. I mean, if you're on the hinge about it, today is a good day. A little bit of south wind right now, but it'll clear out.
Oh, yeah. And a guy that's on the pulse of it every day,
Dustin
from Seaport Tackle Store. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And your first time on Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome.
It is. Long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you. You've been in this industry for 20-plus years, right?
Well, coming close to 20 years right now. I think I started at Seaforth in 2002.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So worked with John Rowe back then.
Hired by Leroy, trained by John Rowe for many years.
Wow, that's pretty, and been there, and such a great place and great tackle. I mean, it's one of the hubs of sport fishing in Southern California.
Absolutely. Yeah. So very fortunate to be there.
Yeah. So a lot of new and upgraded things this week with the new addition of the Polaris Supreme over there, right?
Absolutely. It's nice to have a long-range boat at the landing.
How's that changed your life in the tackle store?
Well, it's definitely brought in a new clientele. You know, we're catering. We've always catered to the long-range fishermen, but now we definitely have more of them coming. So
yeah,
it's really nice, actually.
Yeah, for sure. But you deal with everything from half-day, full-day trips on the San Diego, overnight trips. We heard from Mike on the Tribute yesterday about his day and a half. And then, of course, now with long-range fishing on the Polaris Supreme, it's kind of a – and then whale watching, huge whale watching business, right?
We're doing everything over there now, yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier about white sea bass on the half day, right? Twilight.
Yeah, on the twilight. We had an incredible night. Well, we had a really crazy day about a week ago. I think the San Diego Anglers had a charter and caught maybe a dozen black sea bass. And then
all caught and released, obviously.
Yes.
Caught and released. It's such an easy release. Those ones under like 60, 70 pounds, they just... It's like releasing a calico. I mean,
yeah, and all those anglers are real experienced guys and know how to deal with all that. And then this week we had incredible white sea bass fishing for one night
on the twilight trip.
On the twilight, amongst other nights of epic calico bass fishing. So it's been really good.
So twilight's now running at Seaforth.
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday, 6 to 10:30 at night.
Nice. Yeah, Marcos was telling us about that. That's fun time, right?
It's really good, especially. I mean, it's just a nice way to get out on the water in San Diego for a few hours, even after work, you know.
So one of the things people need to understand is that Seaforth Landing has a full service tackle store. You are a full service tackle store.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have everything to cater to, from long range to half day.
We cater a lot to the local fishermen, you know, whether it be a private boater or somebody doing a half-day or full-day trip. And we cater a lot at night to the overnight, day-and-a-half, two-day-and-a-half trips as well.
But don't forget about, like, the bay fishery, too. I mean,
so the inshore fishery is heavily supported. We have a live bait system in the shop where we carry live ghost shrimp and live bloodworms, which is amazing.
But understand that. You're not going into the tackle shop of yesterday where they're in a baggie with foam and wet in a cooler. They're literally swimming in a
tank.
In a tank where you can look at them and see them.
Yeah,
and
we name them. We name every one of those guys. Yeah.
To my knowledge, you are the only live source in San Diego of ghost shrimp.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we were fishing bonefish in the bay, it's like, that's where I used to go. If I didn't want to pump them, just go over to Seaforth and get them.
And I understand why we are the only, because it is a lot of work.
It's a pain.
Is it a lot of work?
It's a pain.
But it's worth it, you know, and that bait is prime.
Oh, surf fishing, bait fishing, everything, right?
Yeah.
Everything eats a ghost shrimp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even catch a halibut, you catch everything on ghost shrimp. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't target halibut with ghost shrimp, but you definitely catch everything on them.
Yeah. If you want to take kid fishing and make sure that they catch a fish, right?
Live ghost shrimp.
Or
live bloodworms.
I mean, oh, the blood. See, I've never used the bloodworm.
Oh, the bloodworm is cheating. If you want to look like a hero to a kid, you come over and get a dozen bloodworms.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
And how do you rig a bloodworm?
The way we rig it normally is, well, if you're fishing shallow, you can put a split shot and a small bait holder hook.
Uh-huh.
You can use pieces of bloodworms because they're not cheap. They do get an overnight flight from the East Coast, from Maine. That's where all the bloodworms are dug.
I'll tell you one key importance about rigging them. Stay away from the head.
Oh, they bite?
Oh, they have a crazy, like... I don't even know how to describe it, like a grappling hook of a mouth. It literally,
no kidding.
I mean, it's kind of like a sea monster. Literally, it like comes out. seriously,
I mean, you have to pay to play.
That's it. So yeah, so you have things that other tackle stores don't have.
Well, we definitely have a really good live bait system.
Live bait system, yeah. But you can buy a CalStar rod and the Shimano reel. You can get the Seaguard fluorocarbon. You can have the guys help you tie the connections and everything, right?
Full speed. The guys are full rigging Yummy Flyers this morning. We do all the flat fall rigging or any kind of slow pitch, deep drop, vertical jigging, rigging. All that stuff right now is as fast as we can keep up with it.
It's
very good. I mean, the supply on things is dwindling in some areas, but we have branches going every direction, and we're well stocked.
You carry live flyers too, or dead flyers? Excuse me.
Yeah, we carry frozen.
Yeah, wish you had live flyers.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Do you carry live flyers?
Yeah, I wish I did. Yeah, it won't last very long, but but you do have the frozen flyers.
Absolutely.
And do you have that new what is it called? The $200 flyer.
Is that what it's called? The $200 flyer. Yeah, we carry the California flyer. They're $199, and they're
rigged.
No, rigged.
Rigged. Okay.
They come with. They are fancy.
They're amazing.
They are cool.
They're super nice.
And even if you want to buy one to hang in your office, they're really cool.
And the guys say they've been getting them on.
I think we had a 200-plus pounder on the San Diego on one of those last week.
On the San Diego?
Yeah.
Wow.
Burger or Matt?
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. Right.
We're not sure. So, but basically full service tackle store there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. And you have one of my favorite guys in the business for decades, Dan Hart, working there.
Yeah.
Too.
Dan is our anchor in the morning.
Yeah.
Holds it down for us and does a great job.
Dan's been in the tackle business for decades, right?
Well, let's not date him. He had hook, line, and sinker on Rosecrans for a long time.
Right. And I can say this. 30 years ago, Dan was my first tackle store sponsor on Let's Talk Hook.
Oh, that's cool.
No, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
With hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so he's been around.
It's on Scott and Shelter Island Drive.
So you have some serious knowledge over there at the tackle store.
Yeah, I think we have a great crew.
Yeah.
Always looking for more, but we have a great crew.
Oh, yeah? All right. So if you want to have an opportunity, looking for more for summertime here?
Always. We are so busy right now.
Yeah. So if you have a love of tackle, is what you're saying, and come over for an interview, huh?
Honestly, if you have a love for sport fishing and customer service, we're interested.
Do we see you?
Yeah. Right. You can come see me. And
you're the boss.
Well, I'm one of them, that's for sure.
Of the tackle swap.
Yeah.
So now you have to deal with this one guy named Corey Sandin a lot, right, with these MC swim baits.
Yeah,
what's that like?
Corey's great, you know. He just makes such a great product, and we're just fortunate enough to have a pretty large section of it, I think. I mean,
definitely.
It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
That was actually, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, that was my very first shop.
Really?
Yeah, it was. It was my very first shop, and Leroy was like, hey, the deckhands are using them. Why don't we put them in the shop? I'm like, speechless. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll put them right over here. I'm like, I guess.
I mean, I'm not just saying this because he's eyeballing me right now. No. I mean, it's been a go-to plastic for us forever.
No question. Yeah. I mean, if you're fishing locally here, you're going down to – I know I saw you set up Steve Paisley yesterday with going down to Cedros with Viejos.
Oh, man,
that is the bait down there.
Right, I
looked at this bag, and I was like, oh, you're going to get
the right colors.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff. But, yeah, one thing Corey was telling me about, and Corey, talk a little bit about this, is that drop shot rig in the bay, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a
cool sell that deal?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
It's so simple. I mean, it's just traditional, like, fresh water. And it's really keeping your bait, like, 24 inches above. And in the bay, especially Mission Bay, it's all eelgrass. And the eelgrass is, like, 24 inches long, right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
It is. So you keep it above all that. And
nice.
Dawson from Pacific Coast just sent me a picture last night. I'll show you. And he had, I think, a 3-pound spotted bay bass.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. Here, I'll show you a picture.
Maybe we can post that on our Instagram.
Like, crazy.
Look at that, huh?
Ooh,
looks like
that's
a giant.
That's photoshopped.
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
That's a giant fish. And that was from Mission Bay?
From drop shotting.
Drop shotting.
And it is just a technique that really... It puts it in their face, and it doesn't move until you twitch and move it. And it literally draws the bites that won't bite. If they're not in a biting mode, they can't handle it. It's usually bigger fish.
And so is it a similar to a freshwater drop shot bait?
Very similar.
Is it a slug-like bait?
It's a slug-style bait, but when you're doing the twitching and stuff, you're usually at an angle. Freshwater's up and down, 90 degrees, up and down. Typically, when you're saltwater drop shotting, you're casting a little bit, so you're a 45-degree angle or better. And as you twitch and pop it, it's just imagine working a jerk bait that isn't moving. That's staying kind of sedentary. I use a little bit heavier weight, and the heavier weight is...
like what would be heavyweight?
Like a 1-ounce torpedo.
One-ounce torpedo.
On light line, though, I'm using 20 and 30-pound braid.
Okay.
Straight to the hook. So
on what pound, like fluorocarbon?
Well, the fluoro would only be for from the hook to the sinker.
Oh, so it's
so I use like
right
8 pound.
The braid goes right
to the hook.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It would be the only instance in any type of fishing that I put the braid straight to the hook.
Straight to the hook.
Yeah. And because of the 5-aught style of hook using in that slug style
five
lure.
5-aught.
It's like a gaff hook in the fish.
Holy
literally.
Mackerel.
So it usually the shank of the hook is outside of the mouth protecting from the teeth of the fish. You know, it sounds technical, but it really isn't.
Well,
it's a simple rig.
Actually, this rig is perfect for tackle shop employees because you can
easy to rig.
You can assess your clientele. You know, when a dad comes in, he's got three kids, and he's you can tell you don't want to make a nightmare for him.
Yeah.
You're like, spinning reels, no problem.
Yeah.
A little bit heavier weight, even like a 2-ounce if you have to,
yeah.
so that a kid can really chuck it off the rock.
Yeah, right.
And it's always fishing. Even when they take a break, look at their dad or something, even on that pause, it is a good chance of getting a bite.
It is.
So you can really use that to their advantage.
It totally is. And you could also use it for bait fishing. But you want to go to like an 1/8 ounce or 1/4 ounce of a sinker,
and
you can use the ghost shrimp or the blood worm, and keep it that 18 inches above the eelgrass and draw those bites.
Perfect.
But you're not casting it off.
That's
exactly always fishing, so it's nice.
Yeah. So, what style hook is that? Is that gaff hook?
So that would the one I use is an owner twist lock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one with the little spring.
It is the one with the little spring
built in.
In stock at C4 Tackle.
There it is. Yes.
So is that the one
at Augustine?
Does it have a weight on it, or is it just
no? There's no weight, so it'd be similar to a weighted swim bait hook. But
okay.
It has no weight. The most important part of the whole rig, and it's so silly to get so deep about it, right? Because there's probably some people that aren't into
people,
it.
But there's people listening who give me more details, right?
5-aught owner twist lock. The eye of the hook is vertical, so you tie the main line on the upper part.
Okay.
You tie your sinker line separately on the bottom part of the eye, and
it's like a breakaway rig, lighter.
Kind of, but everything stays vertical if you can follow it visually.
Mm-hmm.
Your first knot's up top, your second knot's on the bottom.
Of the hook.
On a vertical eye.
Which keeps the point of the hook up.
Up, pointed
upward.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's kind of technical, but.
Yeah, and then how do you rig the slug?
Just like you would.
Weedless?
Totally weedless. And that's why you want to stay with a torpedo-style sinker, because it'll come weedless through the eelgrass.
Oh, okay. And you guys, this is a go-to rig for a lot of UC
Fork
guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It turns everybody into superstars.
Yeah, yeah. Corey, show you that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. Everything from bay fishing to 200-plus pound tuna.
Right.
They're biting right now.
I know.
So it's time to go fishing.
And we've got a fun 2 hours of us with Dustin. First time in the studio. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Thank you. It's a natural.
Right? I know. He's really good at it. So if you want to give us a shout, we're giving away, check this out, a full-day trip on the San Diego, talking about that $200 flyer, right?
Yeah.
$200 flyer with a 200-pounder on the San Diego. So we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego at C4 Sport Fishing.
And then we're also going to give away two tickets on
CCA
banquet
June
12th at Portuguese Hall.
Which is next weekend, right?
Yeah.
It is, right? Giving away all kinds of stuff. Give us a shout out. 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back with Dustin Hackman from C4 Tackle when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's just been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Sailing team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop at Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Deulawan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Miter 1090. Having so much fun here with Dustin again. All the lines are full. I was going to give the number. I'll give it anyway. They are full currently, but when somebody drops off, you'll know to call 213-432-1090, giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth.
Yeah, pretty awesome there. And
right. And two tickets to the CCA.
Two tickets to the CCA June 12th banquet. Yeah, so that's going to be fantastic. Also, you can text the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just text the show. We get an email, and we'll try and get to as many texts as possible. If you have a question, it's a one-way system. We can't reply to you, so just text the show, and we'll try and get a bunch of texts in, too. We were talking about vertical jigging with various jigs, and we were talking about the conditions. And I think this is important to talk about because people, different conditions warrant different types of flat fall style jigs, right?
Yeah. Well, so we've been really fortunate in San Diego to have this amazing live bait fishery that's unique to anywhere in the world, really, as far as I know. But around the world, in Japan and Australia and other places, they've been using lots of different vertical jigs for a really long time. You know, they have a full arsenal. And we are now exploring the tip of the iceberg on all this style of fishing, I think.
Yeah.
And every year it seems that, you know, a few more jigs catch momentum and attention. And in May this year, a more slender kind of... So this is slow pitch. There's slow pitch jigs, which is a flat fall jig.
Right.
Something that you're really trying to almost fish the lightest jig possible because a lot of your bites are on the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you need to get to the fish at the same time. So it's kind of this happy... You know,
you're trying to find a happy medium between a heavy enough jig to get down, but small enough to
be in the bite zone the longest time.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's why I think it varies a lot of times between a 160 gram to a 250 gram. And I don't think that's necessarily based off of bait in the area, but more on conditions, wind and current.
The fish are down 30 fathom, but you got
to. Yeah. So what do you need to get there?
Right.
You know, if they're down 30 fathoms, 180 feet, it's not going to take very long. You could probably fish a pretty light jig if there's not a lot of wind. But if you're slow pitch jigging and your line is out greater than a, I guess less than a 45 degree angle. You know, if it's scoping out to the horizon, you're not fishing.
It's not working.
No, you need to go up in size.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in May we had quite a bit of wind, and the SK jig took us by storm because it's a slender, low-profile jig. It does less flutter, but it gets down to the bite zone faster.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's 15 knots of wind, that style of jig where you actually can get there when the captain is metering something, you know, really took off. Now, recently, there's been a lot less wind, and the slow pitch jigging, the lighter stuff, has been very, very effective.
Like how light?
Down to 200 has been a good jig for us lately.
Okay.
Yeah. You could get by with a 160 on some days, but a 200 is nice to actually be able to fish a bigger hook, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely change the hooks on them.
Definitely change the hooks. Definitely fish fluorocarbon leaders. Okay. All that stuff needs to be done.
Like what size fluorocarbon leader?
Well, we're fishing anywhere from, right now, 130 to 200.
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, all that, the heavier your leader, the less action your jig has.
Right.
All that is a real happy medium, too, and all these decisions... Everyone has a preference on that stuff.
Right. Plays into it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So this week it looks like we're going to have a little bit of wind. So
yeah.
Maybe
so I have a prediction.
Okay, go ahead. Give
so
it to us.
I think the hot jig this week is going to be something in 300-gram range.
Okay.
You know, because, again, you're going to stay vertical over the fish in this, what we have coming up, is probably going to necessitate something a little heavier than what we fished last week.
That All makes right. sense for
Good.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So take a heavy.
Take a heavy, and then just make sure that we're doing our jobs and ordering all this stuff to have it for you.
Yeah. I mean, how you do? I mean, it's no secret. I mean, things are tough to get. Are you guys stocked up pretty well?
We are stocked up pretty well. This is actually kind of the real enjoyable part of my job. You know, I mean, I kind of like the hunting out new lures or new systems. And you know, it's competitive with us amongst tackle shops,
yeah.
too. You know, it's kind of cool to have the next hot thing before the other guy does.
Right,
you know? So,
right.
We have feelers out everywhere right
yeah.
now. What product is where? Where is it? Which container is it in? What port? How, you know?
Whoa.
And you have to do that right now.
Yeah.
Because of, I mean, we all know what has happened to the supply chains over things for the last 18 months or
sure.
a year. So... You know, that part has been really challenging and a lot of fun at the same time, and it's kind of forced new lures to be discovered. You know, if there's a great inventory of a jig that we've all been using forever, you never find the new jig because it's the hot one because everyone's using it. But if there's a scarcity in supply and we have to try something new, that very well turns into the hot lure or the next best one, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be on the pulse of what's going on with this. Because they've been eating the flat foam stuff.
They've been eating that stuff really well.
Yeah, but you have to do the right one at the right conditions on the right day.
So the best person to ask is a crew member, right?
Right.
But that's once you're on the boat. So the next best person to ask to be prepared is probably your local tackle shop. And if you're fortunate enough to use a tackle shop at a landing, then we're on the sat phone with the guys all day long. Like, we know
which is perfect. I mean,
what they're catching on what an hour ago.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And if you're going out of Seaforth and you're going with Jim Hughes on the Cortez, I mean, you're 5 minutes from purchasing your jig that he's telling you and getting back on the boat. And, and same thing at Fisherman's here.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, so that's how Fisherman's and we have such an, I don't want to say an advantage, there's
oh,
a lot
it
of
is.
There's,
no, it's very, an advantage.
It's very nice to have that.
Yeah, right there. Being right on the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
And Dana Lanning's right there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're right across the street. So, that's the advantage we have here in San Diego. There's so many great tackle stores.
Yeah, it's
right?
being agile, quick.
Yeah, yeah. Being on the pulse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being on the pulse, let's jump into those jam packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it, because I don't know who is. Doug from Montebello, he's on the pulse. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering on those flat foam jigs, how much does it cost to take the hooks out and put brand new hooks on?
So to switch out the hooks, what?
Well, it depends on the leaders are about $10. It kind of depends on what size fluorocarbon you're using. If it's rigged from us with new crimps and swivels and everything involved, it's about $10. And hooks, I'm sure you've seen a variety of ways that people are putting hooks on these
Crazy.
Things. So, you know, if you're using smaller hooks, we recommend two on the top, one on the bottom, or, Some people are just fishing two on the top. If we're using bigger hooks, a lot of times we're getting away now with one big hook off the bottom, but still an assist style. And different hooks have different leader material on the hook. So some are rigged with Spectra, some are rigged with Kevlar, and a lot of that is taken into account as well. You know, if you're using something with Spectra or something that's not as abrasion resistant as Kevlar, you might want to have a little bit more security on there and a couple hooks. But to answer your question, those hooks range from $5.99 to $8 or $9, just kind of depending on the brand. And we're making a lot of our own hooks now. Almost all of our jigs are rigged with our own hooks.
So you take the hooks and you make the leader and...
Yeah, so we buy bulk VMC hooks, 1,000 at a time, and then we are buying Toughline used to make a 500-pound Kevlar, and we're serving that back inside of itself, so it actually doubles up to 1,000-pound test.
Wow. Incredible.
And then we're rigging an assist hook and shrink tubing it and all that stuff.
I hear Ricky talk about it all the time, and I kind of laugh, because all these jigs, like you're saying, from Australia to Japan, were made to catch like 2 to 5 pound fish.
Yeah.
And here we're catching 100 to 300 pounders, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah, the manufacturers are noticing.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see Owner has a really good monster assist hook now.
Yeah.
There's some big hooks, big tackle, I think targeting us now. So
exactly.
Not everything do we have to modify as far as, you know, hooks go, but
right.
Most of it still.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
But that's cool that you have your own style over there.
That's part of the fun, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have an interesting text, course, only through via our Let's Talk Hookup app. Can you text the show? From Matt in San Diego, would you ever use a ghost shrimp on a half-day trip?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Interesting thought, right?
Yeah, we've had some really good sheephead fishing on half-day trips with ghost shrimp.
Ghost shrimp, yeah.
There's a product called Magic Thread. It's kind of like a floss that you can wrap your shrimp onto your hook with.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. You know, those ghost shrimp are kind of soft.
Yeah, right.
So at least you can... It'll survive the drop. Because once it gets to the bottom, it's not going to come back, that's for sure.
Right,
the fish is eating it every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, use it on a half-day trip for sure.
Yeah. Here's another interesting text, too, from Bill in Santa Barbara, of course, listening to us on the Mightier 1090 in Santa Barbara there. Has anyone been using frozen squid for bluefin? If so, how would you rig that, shallow or deep rig? Anybody use that?
Yes. Some of the Asian markets local carry a larger squid than mm-hmm. most of the tackle shops do. You know, we carry... I guess what you'd normally call market squid, which is 5 or 6 inches long, something
right.
like that.
And something you use for a white sea bass.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
So, yes. I mean, some guys have fished a larger squid, like a 10 to 12-inch squid deeper, and
okay.
had some success with it.
Okay.
Not sure if I'm supposed to tell people.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I've heard of it. Yeah. But actually, like on a sinker.
Yeah, probably not our squid. Probably not the squid we have in
yeah.
the shop.
But something bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. There you go.
Ali R is going to have to hit you over the head.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Hey, Mark from Lakeside. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, shout out to Tim with Friends of Rollo. He's as pleasant as punch this morning.
And boy, and then, sold over 500 tickets yesterday, so they're rolling. So you better get them. You better get them soon.
You have some left, but everybody that's purchased them, a really cool deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my 10 this morning, so I'm good to go. I bought some of these Zacana jigs. I got them like from 40 to 100 gram. And if I just bring those down to the landing, would they rig those for me as far as, you know, assist hooks go? Or could I just bring them in and they trade them out? Because I know these hooks aren't going to hold on one of those big bluefin.
100%. We've been doing that all day, every day. Yeah, we got some nice Owner inline replacement hooks for those. And, you know, if you're fishing bluefin, I put leaders on those too.
All right.
Simple enough, Mark.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Russell in Huntington Beach sent a text. He wants to know from Corey, what's the proper way to fish an 8-inch slug?
Wow, man, what a cool deal
that is. So first question I have for you, and Dustin... Are you still using the slug, or are you using the weedless?
I use the
swim bait.
I use the slug. I do. I love it. And
okay.
There's two different ways to fish at Russell. One is on a lead head, and typically, like in the bay or you know, in shallower than 30, 40 feet of water, a 3/4 ounce lead head. Make sure you super glue it, and so it stays on the hook, and you're good there. And the other way is calico style, like. Weightless, weedless, over the kelp.
A weedless swim bait.
You'll have the time of your life, man.
Yeah, that's it's fun.
Yeah, I don't talk about it a lot, but I use it a lot.
So you fish the 8-inch lug in the bay?
Yeah,
I was just going to ask. Know, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm writing this down.
You would be absolutely amazed that that's how I created that thing. I created it for fish in the bay, believe it or not. Yeah,
wow.
And then it went to calicos. But so you wouldn't believe how a 14-inch, 12-inch spotted bait bass will absolutely want to kill that thing. They'll hit it harder than a 22-inch halibut.
Wow.
Seriously.
Really?
Yes. Like, no joke.
Wow.
How do you fish it with the leadhead?
Like a half-ounce leadhead if I'm fishing less than 20 feet of water. But if I'm in 15 to 25 feet of water, 30 feet, I'm using a 3/4 ounce leadhead.
It's with a long shank or
no? See, just that's
standard.
That's what you know. This is really good for Russell to know.
Yeah,
and for those that want to fish it, the shorter the better.
No kidding.
I'm telling you, all straight dope. Like
yeah.
Don't use any type of trailer hook. Don't use because that's not the fish you want to catch.
Yeah.
You don't want the 12-inch bass. You want the 22-inch bass.
Oh.
And he's eating it head first.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And just a standard lead head?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use a standard lead head. And so if I want to use like a little bit less than 3/4,
yeah.
I'll get a 3/4 ounce lead head with a nice beefy short shank hook, and I'll cut part of the front of the head off.
Okay.
So you still have a really beefy hook for a 3/4 ounce lead head or less.
Wow.
There it is. Giving it up.
Inside dope here.
Putting that in my pocket.
Yeah.
No. You will be amazed at the bites you get on that thing. Because look in the bay and look in the inshore, and how many times do you see 10 to 12-inch jack smelts swimming around?
Yeah.
Okay. How often does one reluctantly swim to the bottom?
Yeah. True.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, all right. So I can tell you this, that 8-inch slug in Alaska or in at Queen Charlotte Safaris in Canada.
A lot of fun.
Oh, my. For rockfish, lingcod, absolutely love them.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to fish in Alaska.
Yeah, you know
halibut.
What? And we've had him on the show, Eric Landisfine.
Yeah.
Okay, with BD Outdoors
and
his writing. Get on his Instagram, and that guy, he's got a way of rigging them. I can't tell you, but... I mean, I can't tell you because I don't know how he does it exactly, but he uses like a clip and the clip like holds the lure on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You'll have to look. But he catches so many darn – he's fished up in the Channel Islands and had like up to 9-10-pound reds in shallow water on that darn slug.
On the slug.
Yes.
Yeah. They
like
work.
Incredible fishing.
You sell them on C4 tackle?
We do. I've never sold them for fishing the bay, but I am now. I got to record this and play it for people at the show.
There you go. It's being recorded right now. You can pick it up on the Let's Talk Hookup archives
for
sure.
And 10 more seconds on it. I created that because the 5-inch was working so good. I wanted to eliminate the 12-inch spotty. To try to catch the halibut.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Wow.
And did it work?
Well, I got more spotted bay bass.
More big spotted bay bass, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm telling you, the 12-inchers will kill that thing.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Huh. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. I know. You got me all lathered up.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go fishing. I'm just sure Mike.
That's one of my favorites. I love that bait.
I know. Yeah. Mike from Rosalie. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm sure you're fired up, too. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, good morning. I didn't hear
good
you raise me. Good morning. Hey, when you said that you're going to have Dustin Hackman on the show, so I have to call. I've known Dustin for many years. Actually, I've known the whole family living up in the Pasadena area, Sierra Madre, Brownville Fishing Club, and I guess he was coming to these club meetings, and Dustin was just a little kid at the time. I fished with his dad, Lanny. Many times up in Oxnard, on the Island Tack, or fishing the Pacific Dawn up in Ventura, and unfortunately. unfortunately, I just lost track of the contact with the family, and I just wanted to say hello and to your sisters and your parents, and I wish I can get a hold of your dad again and just say hello, and that's it, really.
Well, thanks for calling, Mike. I appreciate that. You're getting some validation that I actually existed back in the day.
Yeah.
I was just telling the guys before the show started that I'm the Turner's Rod and Reel Club record holder for Soul in 1999 or something
for
like
Soul.
That.
Soul. Wow.
I think that was worth $50 or something.
Sweet.
At the banquet that year. Yeah,
yeah,
that was
99,
great.
$50,
yeah.
Bucks,
yeah.
Man. Something
yeah.
to be proud of, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
That's cool. Hey, appreciate the call this
oh,
morning.
Oh, definitely good call, Mike. Hey, we're going to be right back. Let's talk up more from Dustin. And fish reports and your calls coming back when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hilbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have large retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Justin, Shimano gear has been tough to get because it's high demand gear, and you just got a bunch, I heard. Tracking those containers, and they're here, right?
Yeah, we have quite a good stock on Talica and electric reels right now, which have both been very hot.
Yeah, for sure. So the hot reel in the Talica line for the fishing is what?
20, 25.
The 20 and the 25.
Yeah.
If you were going to set up a flat fall rig, what would you get?
Well, right now, we always like to start this conversation with what other rods and reels do you already have?
Right.
But if I didn't have any, and I was not going to try to go catch a big bluefin on a Shimano product, a Talica 20 or a Talica 25, I'd go with a 25,
okay,
just so that you had the big reel.
More capacity.
Yeah, because I really like hooking a fish and winding on a fish with a closer to a fuller spool.
Yeah.
You know, you keep your ratio up, you have a smoother drag curve.
Yeah.
You know, when you start losing line, your drag naturally increases and you lose ratio and you lose inches per crank.
So Talica 25.
Yeah, I'd fill it up with a 100-pound Jerry Brown is what we're fishing a lot of right now. It's really thin stuff. And and I would straight tie to the swivel that is on the leader of your flat fall. And we don't always recommend that situation with not much stretch, but for the flat fall, the least amount of resistance dragging through the water gives the jig a better action.
Better action. So get the Talica 25 at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app. And having so much fun here with Dustin.
Dustin,
from C4
man.
Tackle,
right? So much knowledge, man.
I love it.
And it's so great to hear from everybody has opinions in tackle, right? And everybody has their way of doing tackle. And Dustin has his way, and he does it every day. And it's great to hear other sides of the deal, right?
But the cool thing is, it's coming from the intel is coming from Jim Hughes. Coming from Ali R. Coming from Andrew.
Like he says, he calls him up on the sat phone and goes, "What's hot?"
Right.
And he knows like 10 minutes later what's set the guys out with. That's
I call that good times, Pete.
That is good times for sure. Well, let's find out good times on the water right now with the Catch Report.
This course is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the productive areas by using Terrafin.com. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download your chart and take it with you on your mobile device. Check out the new enhanced water contour features. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com.
Critical to have right now, yeah. Terrafin.com. And let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning,
Brian. Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Good
hey, I just have I have one question.
What's
up? Is it holding up to the bass capital of the West?
It's starting.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we finally a solid week of decent water, Corey. It's 66 to 67, and that's kind of the deal. You know, the missing cog in the wheel here has been the sunshine. I think once we get some of that, we'll see it all kind of start to fire off. But bass fishing for us, it's been a deal on our half-day trips for sure. Open hard bottom spots, I'd say, are biting the best. For some reason, the fish just in the kelp in the half-day zone hasn't really been biting very good. It's been out in the open hard bottom and fishing the best. So live baits out there, guys fly lining an anchovy or sardine, as well as artificial stuff like the rubber lures and the hard baits. Guys fishing just traditional calico bass setups, 15 to 20 pound line for that stuff has been perfect. We're seeing some nice sheep head and stuff like that for the guys fishing the bottom with those sinker rigs out in that open hard bottom. Big recorder day trips this past week, again, kind of splitting their time. They're dropping deep in the morning, trying to catch a few sculpin, rockfish, stuff like that, and then sliding to the inside and trying to keep that bass sector on the inside honest. Again, those things are starting to perk up along the kelp lines there off Pendleton. We have a nice mix of live bait right now, anchovy and sardine. So that's been perfect along the edge of that kelp. So a combination of a little bit better color water. That's a little bit kind of pushed in this week. Did push a lot of clean water in from the outside. It was a little bit cool, like 65, but, the days that the sun was able to poke out a little bit and get on it, we're right back up to that 66 I was just talking about. So, again, we're hoping to see some of that going on. Few halibut caught as well on our three-quarter day trips. Nothing giant or big, but, some in our accounts as well. Over at the island, both the Fury and the Lexi have had shots at that yellowtail over there pretty much every day. For the Fury, it's been a good mixed bag fishing with rockfish, bass, bonito, sheephead, and whitefish along with that yellowtail. And then for Christian on the Lexi, he's been about that yellowtail, and then he's been kicking it into halibut mode over there and catching a few of those nice flatfish for his 4-pack passengers as well. So we're looking forward to another good week as we continue to watch things shape up. Just, again, that sunshine is going to be the big thing that's going to ignite it. So we're hoping that plays out this week. So you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, www.danaworth.com.
All right, great stuff. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, it's time. It's summertime. And get out there to the bass capital of the West, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
It's time. Yeah, hey, I got a fun one. You got time for just a little fish story here. Check
this out.
Absolutely. Our deckhand, one of our deckhands, John, he spends a lot of time down at the beach on his day off. And, he was down at 10th Street. Again, he's going to love this one if he's listening. He's down there at 10th Street with his fisher on. He's got a, a hard jerk bait on or whatever. He makes a couple casts. Nobody. He looks over at the rocks next to him and sees another
hard bait kind of stuck in the mussels, right? So he goes over, pulls it off the mussels, ties it on his rod, makes two casts, and catches a small king salmon on a second cast.
Kind of what? A king salmon?
A king?
Yeah, on a lucky craft. Yeah, second
from
cast.
On a lucky craft. From the rocks. Yeah. From the surf right there.
From the surf. Yeah, from the surf.
Oh,
yeah.
My. And it had to have been a pretty decent-sized king salmon, right? I mean, at least it's an 8- or 10-pounder.
No, it was a small one. It was a little guy. One, he got the hook down and released it. Yeah, a little one, but still just bizarre. Like, the water that we've been seeing around here is weird. So,
that is pretty amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Brian, cool story.
Good story. Hey, Brian, Willie, Dana Ward, Sport Fishing, thanks for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Got it, guys. Take care. I'll see ya.
All right. Hey, of course, we have it's that time of the year, back into our fish report rotation from Cedro Sport Fishing, Rosie Flowers. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, good morning, guys. It is so good to be back fishing. I can't even tell you how nice it is.
Great to have you back.
In usual Cedro fashion, we are off and running. We've had two trips go down. Second trip is down now. And the yellowtail have had a year and a half to sharpen their teeth, and they're not disappointing. A little bit south of the island, I should say, between, Cedros and Natividad, guys are literally catching their limits before 10:30 in the morning of yellowtail in the 25-pound class range. Everything seems to be on surface iron or heavy iron, blue and white, teal and white are the colors to go to. Yesterday I got a video from Captain Javier, a group of three guys on his boat caught their limits within an hour.
Whew,
so it was it was like seven something and they were heading in with their limits of yellowtail and then going to head around to the other side of the island and, catch and release some calico bass and stuff. So, hey, and real quick, we have two openings on the Let's Talk Hookup trip for, the July 5th through 9th. So
that's crazy, huh? That was somebody had a medical issue and had to bail out because that trip's been sold out for months, right?
Yes, a broken hip. A broken hip did it.
That's a medical issue, right?
Yeah, that's not
good. That was it. So, hey, if you want to go to Cedros and catch some nice yellowtail, some calico bass in the 5-6 pound range, you can get in on a July trip, like Pete says, that's been sold out for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
And a lot of the trips all summer long are sold out, right? So this is an opportunity to get down to Cedros.
Exactly. I mean, because of 2020, everyone kind of rolled their deposits over to 2021. So it was a tough year if you wanted to get on a trip. And here's two spots that perfect timing, to get on a trip, a nice trip, good trip.
Great trip. A Let's Talk Hookup trip.
A Let's Talk Hookup trip. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff.
Indeed. So if somebody wants to grab that trip or go on another trip to Cedro Sport Fishing or La Bocana Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of you, Rosie?
Yep, give me a call. It is 619-772-7570. You can take those two spots, or like you said, La Bocana. We still have some openings in September or October.
Okay, great, Rosie. Great to have you back, and we'll talk to either you or Jeff next Sunday.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Thanks, Rosie.
Exciting, man, to be on those first trips down there.
To get an opening on the trip 5 through 9.
Right?
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Go down there, fish 3 days, and cross-border express. Don't have to deal with
the... You know what I need, Pete? There's a little Cedros in my life right now.
Hey? Oh, yeah. Time to go.
Right?
Let's go. Yeah, we're all going. Let's go down to Cedro Sport Fishing.
Right.
We're in. All right.
But meantime, we've got to finish our fish report here.
Yeah, Gundy.
I can say this out of my mind. Good morning, Gundy. How you doing?
Hey, how about a big spotfin croaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you hear Brian talking about king salmon in the surf?
No, I didn't hear that.
Deckhand and Christian picked a hard jerk bait out of the mussels and tied it on, and in two casts he had a small king salmon on.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Years ago, gentleman caught one off the bait receiver of salmon in Dana Point Harbor.
Yeah.
So in certain years, maybe that's the case. That's a neat catch. What a cool deal.
Oh, yeah.
We've got good action on the beach here, and I would say all things that croak, lots of corbina, lots of croakers, yellowfin, and spotfin, and then in the harbors, the bays, outside the surf line, white sea bass, mostly juvenile, but some fish legal, maybe up to 35 inches or something like that. But very, very encouraging. The last, you know, the story, too, on the beach, the last few years, we haven't seen a lot of big sand crabs, a lot of little peas, you know, what they call them, and scattered. But this year, the sand crab numbers are good and a lot of larger size ones. And we haven't seen that in a few years, and guys are fired up. We're making catches on these Corbina. And then, like I said, the spotfin, some of the guys fishing spotfin and yellowfin are using the sand crabs, screening for soft shells. We know how that works. And let me get to the the tackle shops here. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch actions on several beaches. The stretch along Carpinteria, Silver Sand, Santa Claus Lane has been a good one. Most fish ranging from 1.5 to 1 pound with a few kickers to 1.5 pounds. Lots of Corbina on that Carpinteria stretch. A couple legal sea bass also taken off Campus Point there on swim baits. Wiley's reported good action on several beaches. Leo Carrillo kicked out a mix of calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin croaker, halibut, cut sardine, a hot bait there. Lots of Corbina west of the old chart house there on that sandy stretch. Guys are doing it with sand crabs, a few guys using bloodworms. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good action near the Hermosa Pier. Corbina, yellowfin croaker, legal halibut catches reported this week. Sand crabs for the Corbina and yellowfin, and flash minnows for the halibut. Big fish reported good spot fin action off Surfside and Sunset Beach. Guys are using the long rod and the spike. Pyramid sinker, double, single hook rigs, using bloodworms or go shrimps. They had two fish over 5 pounds checked into the shop there. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corbina action all along the peninsula there. Screening for soft shells, maybe a bloodworm has been the best bet. Hogan's reported the same thing, good Corbina action south of San Clemente Pier, sand crabs, lugworms, top baits. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported good Corbina action. And good croakers, they had a big fish this week, Pete, 27-inch, caught at the Army-Navy Academy on a lugworm. The fish went 9 pounds. The world record, I believe, is 9 pounds, 14 ounces, and some of the old Baja guys will tell you about, you know, fish 23 inches, maybe 10, 12 pounds. But that's a heck of a fish, and it just seems like there's a lot of croakers around right now, and good time to get a trophy, I guess.
Yeah, right. And you know, something that caught my attention was the yellowfin croaker in the surf, and Gundy, that is totally associated with Chovy and that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
Got me fired up.
Oh, boy.
Lots of bait shout too. Hey, I got Dawson sending me some of your drop shot baits there, man. I'm gonna see if a smallmouth will say no to those things.
Oh.
I'll have to get your number, and I'll have to send you some personally. So, yeah.
Yeah, those things look good, man.
Yeah, got it.
All right, gentlemen. Well, now you know what to do.
Surf Guru Extraordinaire, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, enjoying the show, guys. Have a good week.
Report of the week.
Yeah, I love that. And, of course, be sure to check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing tackle reports and more. Surffishtackle.com.
And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Dustin and Seaport Tackle when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in a mightier 1090.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talladega, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talladega and Speedmaster 2 features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf makes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been really big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.